There's a question from Savali Raghunathaska Swami, one poem called Vishakananda Sutra, verse number what?
109.
109. Where Krishna goes into Man, becomes silent, and we'll talk to Radharani. Radharani becomes very upset. And to break Krishna's mind, Radharani worships Krishna by embracing him with a smiling face. It's just play. You know, it is innocent play. It's just like, you know, usually Radharani's playing hard to get and playing unfavorable and making Krishna acting anxious and, you know, against. He gets totally absorbed already. Why is she not speaking to me? Why is she not smiling at me? Why is she looking away the other way? He gets totally attracted and absorbed. So Krishna says, I'm going to do this to you. So, you know, tit for tat. The phrase tit for tat. You do this, I'll do that. So that's it. And sometimes they both are in mind. It's a stalemate. If you want to talk to me, I want to talk to you. So they're like that. So then Cupid intervenes. Remember I said any Leela of Krishna was four players. Who are the four players?
Radha Krishna Prema.
Prema Sri Prema Yoga Maya.
Yoga Maya.
Four players. Prem Vishai Krishna. Prema Shri Radharani.
Yoga Maya.
Yoga Maya.
Leela.
And Leela Shakti. So Cupid says, Cupid, intervene. So Cupid means Yoga Maya. So even when they're both playing Man, Krishna gets defeated by Radharani. Because Krishna breaks his silence first. Cupid intervenes and breaks Hari's silence. Then Radhika breaks her silence and looks at Krishna with a smile. So Radharani wins. So Krishna tries to play Man. So he defeats Radharani. So Radharani smiles and breaks Krishna's mind. Then they both engage in Man. And no one's speaking to each other. So then Yoga Maya steps in and makes Krishna give up his mind first. So he starts speaking, all right, and all right, smile. That's it.
Thank you, Gurudeva.
It's just loving intimacy. They do things spontaneously. There's no rhyme or reason. One minute you're doing one thing, next minute you're in a fashion show. Huh.